With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And JBD, what happened in that sequence and in the second half? Where?
8 turnovers for 20 points. Pretty simple. Unforced turnovers, live ball turnovers at the top of the floor that lead to, you know, transition dunks, easy buckets. We told the guys we have to participate in our own rescue, and you know, that's not how you do it. You can't continue to kick yourself when you're down. 41 points they had in that quarter. 20 of them came off our turnovers. You know, you can't survive that.
JB, you guys were competitive. Right. You guys were competitive in the first half of this game, competitive in the first half against the Rockets. How do you guys come out in the second half and stay competitive throughout the whole game?
Like I said, you can't hurt yourself. We had too many self-inflicted wounds. You know, the Houston game, we turned the ball over. Tonight, you know, we started out slow. Our bench came in and gave us a huge boost. Got us back into the game, and you know, 8 turnovers for 20 points. Third quarter, I mean, that's against a very good team, you know, one of the best teams in the NBA. That's hard to overcome. So, you know, the things that we do, we have to do them well. We have to be sound. You know, it wasn't as if there was so much pressure against us, you know, that we couldn't find outlets or open men or move the ball. You know, there were instances where we just threw the ball to the other team, and we can't afford that. You know, we're not in a place where, you know, things are going our way, momentum is swinging, and we can live through things like that. We're in a place where, you know, we have to play sound. We have to play, you know, together. We have to play where every single small detail, every I is dotted and every T is crossed. And, you know, that third quarter, we just didn't do it, and you see the consequences.
Coach, you guys put Holiday in the starting lineup, trying to get him going. For you as a coach, how do you kind of balance when, you know, the grace period's over with a trade and you need to start seeing performance?
I mean, you know, we need him to play well. We need him to be comfortable so that he can contribute at the level that we think he can. You know, we'll never do anything to the detriment of the team. But when you make a trade for a guy, you know, there's a commitment to give him some sort of opportunity. You know, a guy with a track record, a guy with a background, you know, it's not as if we found him off the street and just threw him in the lineup. You know, he's got a history of productivity. So we've got to work with him, you know, off days, practice days, get him caught up to speed. And then, you know, whatever help he needs, we got to be there to give it to him and be supportive. It's difficult. You know, it's difficult when you get traded, and it's difficult when you're not making shots or the thing that you're used to doing doesn't come naturally. It's hard, and we've got to be there to help him. You know, his teammates got to be there to support him, but we need his productivity.
Where's the morale of
the state
right now?
It's frustrated. You know, clearly not the way that, you know, we like games to end. You know, there is a level of guys that are pissed off, which I think we should be. But it's not a, you know, quit. It's not a give in. It's not a, you know, pack your tent and go home. So again, we'll show up tomorrow. We'll work. We'll show up Friday and we'll work. And that's all that we can do. And, you know, we have to improve. We have to play better. We've shown in stretches that we can play well. You know, we've got to play well longer.
JB, Mark hits that three and you guys go up one early in the third. What's running through your mind at that point?
Execution. You know, I felt comfortable where we were and the things that we were doing. And, you know, how do we create more of those positive situations? You know, pick and roll defense where they do drop and it frees him up for some open looks. How do we get back there? You know, defensively, you know, how do we keep the ball in front of us, keep them out of our paint, find their shooters? You know, when we get some momentum, you know, those are the situations where we can't kick ourselves. And, you know, following that, you know, there was a rash of turnovers, and it, you know, it sparks them. They're a fast, athletic team. So when you turn it over, they can hit you over the head quickly.
Once that started to happen, did you feel kind of the emotion or the vibe with the guys start to change in the middle of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, I think it's part of human nature. When you're down, you know, and negative things start to happen, you know, you have to find a way to be more resilient. You know, we can't afford to feel sorry for ourselves in those moments. You know, we can't hang our head. And you know, trying to get guys, you know, to understand how important the present moment is, and you know, the last possession has absolutely nothing to do with the next possession. And that's what we have to be able to shake off. You know, the last game versus Houston had nothing to do with the game tonight. Tonight's game has nothing to do with Boston. And, you know, this first quarter has nothing to do with Boston first quarter. That's the mindset that we have to have. You know, every single moment is valuable. Every possession is precious. But the last possession has no influence on the next one. And that's the mindset we've got to get to.
Two more, David.
Yeah, JB, I know you said earlier there's been no indication that you guys plan to punt, but at this point, is there any sense that maybe you guys should recalibrate, you know, expectations for what success is this year?
No, our goal is to improve. You know, that's where we stay focused on. You know, we need to become a better basketball team, and that's where we'll stay. That's the mindset that we have. It's a long, long season still left ahead of us. You know, we've got a tough, this has been a tough, you know, couple weeks, obviously, with the schedule and everything. We've got a nice homestand next week. So, you know, our responsibility is to show up every day, get better, put the work in, put the time in, and see what our best is capable of. And, you know, I don't think we've played our best for long enough periods of time. You know, we've had small stretches, but we haven't played at our peak where, you know, teams, you know, with better records, obviously, like this team tonight, like they found their peak and they were able to stay there. And that's where we have to get to. And we haven't been able to do it yet.
JB, you guys are 7-20 since Thanksgiving, so it's about a 6-7 week stretch, and things haven't improved. Do you need to think about something dramatic, something drastic to shake things up a little bit?
Believe me, we spend a lot of time as coaches, you know, thinking about what's next, you know, what we can do, how do we help these guys, you know, what we do in practice, the film that we watch. You know, so, you know, nothing's off the table. Like I said, this is our livelihood. We take it very serious. And we put a ton of time into it. And, you know, ideas are thrown around. You know, we're looking for them. You know, we're searching for them because we need to help our team. And that's the only thing that matters is, you know, how do we help? You know, especially when we're struggling, we've got to do something to help them. And, you know, like I said, we've discussed it. We'll continue to discuss it and see what can happen.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.